Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include U.S. Embassy and Consulates in China publishes Chinese version of 2019 Human Rights Report that calls to attention persecution of Falun Gong. Russia, locals in Irkutsk call for an end to the CCP. The health benefits of Falun Dafa, from survey results to personal experiences. Sichuan residents in their 60s and 70s harassed for their faith. Frankfurt, Germany, rally celebrating over 360 million withdrawals from the CCP and a call for the party's disintegration. And Hiroshima, Japan, tourists and local residents learn about Falun Dafa at Peace Memorial Park. Now for the stories.
U.S. Embassy and Consulates in China publishes Chinese version of 2019 Human Rights Report that calls to attention persecution of Falun Gong. On October 26, the United States Embassy and Consulates in China published the Chinese version of the 2019 Country Reports on Human Rights Practices in China, including Hong Kong, Macau, and Tibet, on its website. The report detailed human rights violations by the Chinese Communist Party and called attention to the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong, including forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners. Originally released in English by the U.S. State Department on March 13th, the Chinese translation of the report helps Chinese citizens better understand U.S. policy with regard to China. The executive summary of the report presents a long list of the CCP's human rights violations. The CCP's extensive control of China's state apparatus is also outlined to explain how much such tyranny operates. The report stated that one Australian National University study of China's official statistics of organ donations showed highly compelling evidence that the data was falsified. The paper further argued that the government's organ transplant program involved donations from non-voluntary donors who are recorded as citizen donors. The State Department's human rights report notes that authorities in China often put political activists and religious adherents, especially Falun Gong practitioners, in administrative detention for up to 2 years, frequently in drug rehabilitation centers, and methods of torture used on prisoners of conscience include beatings, rape, electric shock, sleep deprivation, force feeding, and involuntary administration of unknown drugs. The report states that authorities in China also targeted human rights lawyers for representing Falun Gong practitioners and other groups of innocent people and suspended or revoked business and legal licenses of some lawyers who took on sensitive cases, such as defending pro-democracy dissidents, house church activists, Falun Gong practitioners, and government critics.
Russia. Locals in Irkutsk call for an end to the CCP. October 30th is a day of remembrance for the victims of political repressions. Every year on this day, people from Russia, Belarus, and other countries in the former Soviet Union hold activities to commemorate victims of the Communist Party's political repression. Falun Dafa practitioners in Irkutsk held a rally on Sunday, October 25th, to tell people about the persecution of their faith by the communist regime in China. The city center was crowded despite the snow and strong wind, and residents as well as visitors showed their support. Many young people signed the practitioners' petition condemning the Chinese Communist Party for its genocidal policies after learning about the extent of the brutalities. Irkutsk was where political exiles were sent when the Soviet government was in power. The harsh Siberian climate and the arduous slave labor in the Gulag system were used as means to re-educate prisoners of conscience. The CCP in China has implemented the Soviet Union's forms of persecution in torturing Falun Dafa practitioners. During the rally, people learned about the CCP's 21-year-long persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners, and some signed the petition and condemned the CCP's state-sanctioned killing of practitioners of conscience for organs.
The health benefits of Falun Dafa, from survey results to personal experiences. Diet, supplements, exercises, and meditation are among the things people do to keep fit. Despite these efforts, gaining good health often seems impossible for many people plagued with incurable or stubborn illnesses. But for many practitioners of Falun Dafa, regaining health has become achievable. Centered around the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, Falun Dafa was introduced to the public in China in 1992, has benefited about 100 million people all across the globe. The five Falun Dafa exercises are easy to learn, and the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are shown to have elevated people's character and brought them peace and happiness. A variety of survey results, publications, and personal testimonies have been published on the health benefits of Falun Dafa. The first survey started in May 1998 when the General Administration of Sports of China went to Changchun City, Jilin Province, to investigate the health benefits of Falun Dafa. The agency surveyed over 12,000 people in Changchun that September and found that 77% of the participants had completely recovered from their illnesses and 20% experienced improvement in their conditions. In other words, a total of 98% of the participants had benefited physically from practicing Falun Dafa. These benefits translated into major reductions in medical expenses. The report concluded by saying, "This extraordinary observation in Falun Dafa practitioners indicates that this practice has outstanding benefits. It has not only offered a path to health improvement, but also points to a new direction of science and research." Similar reports came from other regions, including Wuhan, Dalian, Taiwan, and North America. In 2005, a paper was published in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine by scientists at the Baylor College of Medicine in Texas, showed that Falun Dafa practitioners experienced enhanced immunity among many other benefits. The Journal of Clinical Oncology, a major publication by the American Society of Clinical Oncology, published a paper in May 2016 titled "An Observational Cohort Study on Terminal Cancer Survivors Practicing Falun Gong in China." The study reported that Falun Dafa practice was found to help terminal cancer patients survive significantly longer, in addition to experiencing notable symptom improvement.
Sichuan residents in their 60s and 70s harassed for their faith. This report highlights Falun Gong practitioners in their 60s and 70s in Xifang City, Sichuan Province, who were harassed in August and October 2020 for their faith. The harassment of the practitioners was part of the Zero Out campaign, which has been sweeping across China during the past few months. In the premeditated harassments, the authorities target every practitioner on the government's blacklist and order them to renounce their faith, which has been persecuted by the Chinese communist regime since 1999. Ms. Liu Shengying, 74, was arrested on August 29th after she was reported by a vegetable vendor for spending banknotes containing printed messages about Falun Gong. An officer came and held Ms. Liu to the ground and handcuffed her before taking her to the police station. Ms. Chu Kairong, in her 70s, was harassed at home on October 26th. The police first said they came to check how she was doing. Then one officer warned her not to walk around. Knowing that he was referring to her going out to talk to people about Falun Gong, Ms. Chu responded, "I have my own feet, so why can't I walk around?" She went on to say that the Chinese Publication Bureau had revoked the ban on Falun Gong books in 2011, and that there was nothing wrong with her spreading information about the practice. She urged the officers not to participate in persecuting Falun Gong, as they'd be held accountable for their actions. When the officers expressed disbelief in her comment, Ms. Chu asked them to write down their names so she could seek justice against them in the future. The officers refused to reveal their identities and repeated that they were just there for a welfare check. They then left. Mr. Wang Daguo, also in his 70s, was harassed by three police officers and three community workers on October 28th. One of the officers said that they came to visit him and conduct a census. Another officer attempted to take Mr. Wang's photo, but he refused to comply and said that the police were violating his rights. As the police insisted on taking Mr. Wang's photo, Mr. Wang also took photos of the officers. When he started to clarify the facts about Falun Gong, the officers left.
Frankfurt, Germany. Rally celebrating over 360 million withdrawals from the CCP and a call for the party's disintegration. Falun Dafa practitioners in Germany held a rally in downtown Frankfurt on October 24th to celebrate over 360 million Chinese people who have quit the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliated youth organizations. The event received warm support from the community. Downtown Frankfurt was crowded with people who came out to enjoy the invigorating fall weather before winter sets in. Attracted by the dragon dancers and the waist drum team's performance, many passers-by stopped to watch. After learning about the ongoing persecution of Falun Dafa in China, people signed the petition calling for the disintegration of the CCP. The rally host explained why millions of Chinese have already withdrawn from the CCP and its affiliated organizations. She said that over 80 million Chinese have died during the CCP's ongoing political movements since it took power 71 years ago. Among its latest campaigns, the CCP began persecuting Falun Dafa on July 20, 1999. She pointed out that the Chinese people are awakening, seeing the CCP's true nature, and quitting the CCP organizations. She said, "We are here today to congratulate those who have renounced the party and to encourage more people to step away from the CCP." She explained that Western countries are also harmed by the CCP. The party's deliberate cover-up of the coronavirus caused it to become a global pandemic, leading to over 1 million deaths worldwide. Hubert Korper from the China Working Committee of the International Society for Human Rights also spoke at the rally. He strongly condemned the CCP's persecution of Falun Dafa, as well as the suppressions in Tibet, Xinjiang, and Hong Kong. He said, "Kind and peaceful Falun Dafa practitioners follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. These principles sharply contrast with the CCP's principles of violence, deception, and corruption. The CCP conducts horrific persecution and even live organ harvesting of Falun Dafa practitioners." Mr. Korper criticized the German government for remaining silent during this inhuman persecution in China due to its economic reliance on China. He called on the German government to speak out against the CCP's persecution of Falun Dafa and the suppression of Hong Kong. He hopes that the German people will make a righteous choice.
Hiroshima, Japan. Tourists and local residents learn about Falun Dafa at Peace Memorial Park. Falun Dafa practitioners in Hiroshima held activities in Peace Memorial Park on November 1, 2020. They told passersby about the ongoing 21-year-long persecution of Falun Dafa in China. Several people signed a petition to help end the brutality. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, fewer international tourists are visiting the park. Nonetheless, several passers-by stop to read the banners, accept materials, and ask about the current situation. Many had already signed petitions to support a criminal complaint against former Chinese Communist Party leader Jiang Zemin for launching the persecution in July 1999. Passerby Tezuki said he heard about the mistreatment of Falun Dafa practitioners in China, including the forced organ harvesting, so he immediately signed the petition. He said that although the coronavirus originated in China, he didn't think the CCP would release it on purpose. A practitioner told him what he personally experienced in China. He said the CCP always distorted the truth and misled the public. Before the virus turned into a global pandemic, top CCP agencies already knew about the human-to-human transmission in December 2019 and chose to deny its existence. They instead punished health professionals and others for disclosing the information. While the CCP hoarded medical supplies globally, it allowed 5 million people to flee the Wuhan epicenter, and the virus spread worldwide. "You are right," Tezuki agreed. "We have to hold the CCP accountable. I will also share this information with my friends." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.